Another update on the presidential race. We're joined by government teacher Stuart Palczak from Amsterdam High School. How are you doing this morning, sir?
Very well, sir. Good morning to you and everybody out there.
Yes, indeed. How's your class going for the adults? Did that not start this week? You're starting an adult education course, Amsterdam school system.
At the risk of sounding too enthusiastic, I think it went great. We had 9 people. Some people avowed Bob Cudmore Show listeners. And it was a real interactive session. And we sort of did two things. We focused on a nice overview of the presidential campaign process. And then we talked some terminology, and we talked about money and how campaigns are financed and the laws regarding that. And we talked a little bit about the Electoral College. So it was great. We have 4 more sessions. I encourage anybody who'd like to come. We're going to be here again on Monday night at Amsterdam High School at 6 o'clock. And it was great. I really enjoyed it. I hope the people that attended did too. I had a lot of fun.
Very good. Well, who's having fun in the presidential race? I would say Mitt Romney appears to be having fun this week.
I think you're right. He did very well in Florida. And that is another early victory for former Governor Romney. And, it's going very well for him right now.
He did have a little blip. I mean, you know, there, people are always looking for this, I suppose. I mean, the media. I don't know if he misspoke, but he said something that kind of implied that he didn't like poor people or he didn't have much sympathy for people who were poor. They're taken care of by the safety net, which you hear from people. And so he's been sort of backpedaling on that. I heard some pundits this morning saying it's unfortunately for Romney, taking him off message at this moment.
Well, I think one of the to talk strategy, I think Mitt Romney's opponents right now are really trying to stereotype him, if you will, as someone who is not connected with the vast majority of Americans.
Sure.
So he's trying to show that he is. So we'll see how that plays out.
So Romney wins in Florida. I heard another pundit saying relatively few delegates have been decided. You know, it's kind of interesting. I mean, these early primaries, in the opinion of this person, he said the early primaries are really just an exercise in momentum to give off the appearance that you're doing well.
Well, it's funny. Two things about that. Number one is, exactly 1,144 delegates are needed to win the Republican nomination, and the Republican convention is in late August in Tampa. And right now, I think something like 95 to 100 have only been assigned. So we're looking at another 1,000-plus delegates yet. And what else is interesting about this is many of these state primaries and caucuses have been winner-take-all. If you win that state's primary, you get all the delegates. But there's been a change, and now most of the primaries are proportional. And so winning a percentage of the vote gets you a percentage of the delegates. And one impact that will have is it's going to lengthen the primary campaigns before we get a person that really stands out.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned that at your class, or the adult education class, the question about financing came up. I mean, it seems to be a given. Every presidential election now that I can remember, the last few times, there's hand-wringing about, it's the big money, it's the big money. But now it depends on whose ox is gored. I guess you have Newt Gingrich complaining about the huge amount of money spent by Romney and his supporters, because it's not just the candidate anymore that hurt him in Florida. I don't know. I don't know if we can ever do anything about that.
We've since the mid-1970s, when the Federal Election Commission was created, we've gone through several cycles of campaign finance reform to try to tighten up how much money comes into the campaigns and where exactly it comes from. But what happens is money finds a way.
Yeah.
And so when the laws are tightened up in one place, it seems the money goes to another place. And right now, where a lot of money is being funneled to something called super PACs,
mm-hmm.
And these super PACs are federally registered fundraising committees that can raise unlimited amounts of money and then spend it campaigning for or against a candidate as long as they don't coordinate with a candidate. And so coming out of South Carolina, Newt Gingrich had some really good polling in Florida. But what happened was Mitt Romney's super PAC spent a huge amount of money in campaign ads in Florida, and we saw very quickly the polling turned around almost in a dime in a day or two, and Newt Gingrich didn't do as well as he had thought coming out of South Carolina. So that word super PAC is something new that we hadn't had before.
Mm. And focusing on just one issue, I mean, as does Bill Clinton, Newt Gingrich has issues involving his personal life and so forth. And in South Carolina, he was able to turn that around. He attacked the media for focusing on it, and he did fine. But I've heard some other pundits say that as time went on, and maybe helped by all the money that Romney's people or the people who support Romney were spending, you know, brought that issue to the to the foreground, or, you know, just kind of hammered it, so it especially hurt him with female voters.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that that constant attention to that, to those issues, certainly didn't help him out in Florida, for sure. And a lot of money was spent to bring those issues continually to light.
This weekend we have caucuses, or is it next week? I don't know. What's next?
This weekend. We have in Nevada and Maine caucuses, where there are a handful of delegates available. In Nevada, there's 28. In Maine, there's 24. And then throughout the month of February, Minnesota, Colorado, Michigan, Arizona, with small numbers of delegates, less than 35 in each place. Then on March 6th, Super Tuesday, we have 10 states with primaries,
okay,
caucuses, and lots of delegates that day.
I'm sorry if you keep interrupting. March 6th will be Super Tuesday, and
yes,
the New York primary is after that, is it not?
Yeah, I believe it is. It is April 24th, and on April 24th, both New York and Pennsylvania have primaries, and New York having 95 and Pennsylvania having 72 delegates. That's a big day.
Yeah. Well, maybe it will still be in play then, or maybe the nomination, I should say. I mean, Newt Gingrich is vowing to stay with it, but of course, you'd have to vow to stay with it. You know what I mean? Oh, another thing that's happening today, apparently, is Donald Trump's going to endorse Gingrich.
I don't know what to say about that.
Well, I don't either, except there you go. Donald. Yeah, I don't know what endorsements do. I mean, it's probably good and whatnot, but it's hard to transfer, I think, the people that might support one person to another.
I think you're right. I think it's very anecdotal how endorsements help people in different campaigns.
Yeah. Well, at least it gives you something to talk about on a given day.
That's for sure. For sure. Yes.
All right. Well, Stu Palczak, once again, you can join the adult education class if you choose next Monday at 6. Is that the deal?
Monday at 6 at SF High School. And if you want any more information, you can contact me at SF High School or via phone or email. It's very easy to find our emails. Just go on the school district website. And I'd be happy to welcome some more fantastic people.
Very good. And there is there is a fee attached.
Correct? There is a fee. The fee, I believe, is $21 for seniors and $26 for non-seniors.
Yeah. And this is the first time they've done adult ed in a while, and I just got the paperwork. You know, honestly, I'm giving some thought to doing a local history session, because they're going to have another adult education program offering, I think, in April and May.
Yeah, in the spring. Yeah, that'd be great. Oh, you do a great job.
Well, thank you, Stu. Well, we'll see. I have to kind of figure out what's involved. Maybe I'll talk to the folks over there how this works. Well, Stu Palczak, government teacher at Amsterdam High, thanks very much for joining us, and have a good day.
Thank you, sir. Have a nice day.